You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. Senator Patrick Leahy says he's optimistic the full Senate will soon support his bill to eliminate many mandatory minimum jail sentences for nonviolent drug offenders. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, the bill could also reduce sentences for inmates already in prison.
Leahy says the proposal is needed because over the past three decades, the imposition of mandatory minimum sentencing laws has resulted in an explosion in the number of people who are incarcerated in the federal prison system. In 1980, there were 25,000 people in federal jails. Today, that number exceeds 200,000 people, and nonviolent offenders represent the vast majority of new inmates. The bill includes several sentencing reform measures. First, it gives judges the discretion to impose a lesser sentence than the mandatory sentence for a specific crime. Leahy says too much money is being spent putting nonviolent offenders in jail, money that he says would be better spent directly on law enforcement.
25% to 30% of that money is not going to federal law enforcement. It goes to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, with a very large number of nonviolent criminals, minor drug penalties, and we taxpayers are paying hundreds of millions of dollars a year for that.
Leahy's bill also eliminates a mandatory life sentence for a person convicted of three nonviolent crimes.
Somebody who was a teenager committed a couple of minor crimes on these three strikes and you're out states. Now they're 55 years old and they shoplift an item for $100 and they go to prison for the rest of their lives. It makes no sense.
The bill also allows inmates currently in the prison system to have their sentences reduced by as much as 25% if they complete rehabilitation programs. Leahy says the overall bill is aimed at restoring some common sense to the criminal justice system.
Let judges make their decision. And will judges get it right every single time? Of course not. Will prosecutors get it right every single time? Of course not. But when you write a law that says one size fits all, you're going to get it wrong most of the time.
The measure received bipartisan support in the Senate Judiciary Committee this week and could be on the Senate floor for debate as early as next month. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.